Well, let's get the view of an expert on the law of artificial intelligence, someone who has given himself, who has himself given congressional evidence to exactly the same committee Mark Zuckerberg is to appear before for a second round tomorrow. He's Frank Pasquale. He is a professor of law at the University of Maryland and the author of The Black Box Society. He says that without a whole new governance framework, Facebook can't be trusted to protect people's privacy. And he cautions, stand by for more scandals, with Facebook set to audit tens of thousands of apps for data breaches, like the Cambridge Analytica case.
I think we are likely to see more scandals because there was such pressure for growth in Facebook between, 2009 to 2013 or so, that they were bringing on so many apps, and it was just impossible to vet them all. Even after they were warned by the Federal Trade Commission that they should be doing more vetting and more auditing, they didn't do it. And so I think we're going to see a lot more scandals here.
I noticed that Democrat Senator Maria Cantwell was pretty incisive on one question about a firm named Palantir, another data analytical firm. It's owned by a member of the Facebook board, Peter Thiel, and it turns out Palantir and Cambridge Analytica were working together. Thiel is a known supporter of Donald Trump. What did Maria Cantwell ascertain, and how well did Zuckerberg address that?
Maria Cantwell was trying to figure out exactly how much Facebook had considered the possibility its platform could be weaponized by malicious political actors, and also was trying to figure out more about the internal deliberations in the company. And what's come forward, there's been a swirl of rumors because they are so secretive inside the firm. As they try to learn every nook and cranny of our private lives, they keep the internal deliberations incredibly tight-knit and sealed off from scrutiny. But what we're starting to find out from insiders that there were very top-level people that were probably aware that Russia was getting involved, that other bad actors were getting involved, there was manipulation on the platform, but who tried to tamp it all down and not to report it. And that, I think, is the key thing that was behind Cantwell's line of questioning about Thiel and Palantir.
And did we get anything from Zuckerberg as to how they are dealing with that?
It's very weak tea. I mean, we have some bland reassurances that they are taking the problem seriously, that they are trying to develop better AI methods. But, a lot of this stuff, the artificial intelligence is just not sophisticated enough in order to detect abuse of the platform.
And indeed, Zuckerberg said that they're in an arms race with Russia on AI. It almost seemed like he was saying, hey, look, we're under siege as well. Was that a bit of an attempt to spread the blame?
The problem here is that on the one hand, one does want to give them credit. I've written about search engines for over a decade. And whenever I would try to get more transparency about what they were doing, they'd say, oh, if we told people the algorithm for search, we'd get spammed and we'd get destroyed by bots and things like that. So there's a small point there, but the larger point that I wish the senators had really focused on was that Facebook was in trouble 7 years ago. There was a consent decree that showed that they were not doing enough to protect people's privacy. Internal managers who are supposed to be watching this stuff have come out as whistleblowers. Sandy Perikilis is one of them, who said even after that warning, they just ignored what the whistleblowers were saying. And so that, I think, is the problem, is that until we have a really whole new governance framework, we can't trust this company.
So are we going to get that as a result of the Cambridge Analytica scandal and the associated revelations and now these hearings?
Not in America, no, but I do have a lot of hope for Europe. I have hope for Australia and Canada. I have spoken with people at the Office of the Privacy Commissioner of Canada recently, and they have a lot of innovative thoughts there. So I think that there are, around the world, people are alarmed to this, but the American political system is in a state of, it's in an ice age. It's not moving anywhere for several years.
And the irony here partly is that as Mark Zuckerberg was preparing to do this testimony for the first time ever, in the 17-year history of his company was paying lobbyists to lobby the very people he's testifying before to weaken some state privacy laws in the United States.
That is one of the biggest problems out there, is that they apologize. They try to talk a good talk when they are called on the carpet, when the media attention is there. But behind the scenes, there is an army of lobbyists constantly undermining privacy protections.
And so if regulation isn't going to happen in the United States, you're more optimistic, you say, for other countries. What will that look like and what effect could that have on Facebook, given that the United States, the big player, won't, you say, be in that game?
We've already seen some efforts by Facebook to say that they are going to abide by the European General Data Protection Regulation. The main idea here is this. In too many countries around the world, including the U.S., the privacy and data laws, they are aimed at companies, but they are like Swiss cheese. They're very easy to get around. There's holes in them. The Europeans' approach is fundamentally different because it looks at us as consumers, as users, and gives us rights. Rights to inspect the data, rights to erase the data, rights to withdraw consent in certain circumstances, and to understand how the data is being used. That's the core. And I think as this European approach gets rolled out, he's saying that he's going to change the settings around the world in order to abide by its requirements. But I tell you, that'll be tough to do.
And so what is likely to be the upshot of this hearing? And there's another hearing yet to go, isn't there, with the House? Is it more theater than substance?
You know, I testified before the same House committee back in November, the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And, you know, there is a lot of theater there. I do think, though, that what is great is that you get these senators concentrating on high technology issues for at least, you know, a few hours. And I think that some of the lines of questioning today were incredibly powerful in terms of illuminating the power of Facebook and the need for government intervention here. And I think we're going to see some of the same tomorrow.
Frank Pasquale, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, thank you.
Frank Pasquale is the Professor of Law at the University of Maryland, and he's the author of the book, The Black Box Society.